Okay, today's shiur is Chulin Daf Peivav. Chulin Peivav, and we are on Peihema Beis. Just two notes. One, today's shiur is L'Refuah Shalema, a Talmud of mine who's having a surgery today. Eliyahu Shmuel Ben Chaya Bina, you should have a refuah and Asiyata Deshmaya. Number one. Number two is that there is a Daf Be'in shiur up, those who are interested, about rabbinic autonomy versus heavenly intervention. Right, we had a story about that a few days ago with the Shavuos Yaakov, and the Esrog dropped, and he took it as a Sibim and Hashamayim that maybe he shouldn't be shaking an Esrog Murkav, making a bracha on it, even b'dieved. So there's a shir up there on the OU website related to that topic of Lo Bashamayim Hi and all related issues. Feel free to join on OU.org. Okay, but today we continue with Parakisi Adam. We are up to a story of Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya, right? We're just talking about Chulin Shenishchutu Bazara, talking about Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, that's the larger discussion here. Machlokas, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yud HaNasi was so same, like one, like the other, by Osov Espino, by Kisi Hadam. So now we have a little story. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Chiya Nafale, see where I am, about 12 lines up from the bottom. Rebbe Chiya Nafale Yaniva Bekitna. Rebbe Chiya had Yaniva. Rashi says Yaniva is Tola'as Ha'ocheles Pishtan. It's a type of moth, a worm on a flax-eating moth animal. And it went into his flax, so he had a problem. Also, look at me, the Rebbe. So he went to his Rebbe. Right? Besides calling the exterminator, he says, I'm going to go to my Rosh Hashiva and ask him what to do. So he goes to Rebbe. Amarlei Shkol Ofa Vishchot al Bubisa Demaya. Take a bird and shecht it on the Bubisa Demaya. What's Bubisa Demaya? Rashi says that's the bowl where the flax is soaking in the liquid. So, and that's where the moths were getting to. So take a bird, shecht it, and the blood will go down onto the clothes and liquid. Demorach Dama Vishavikle. It'll smell the blood. These bugs are repulsed by blood. So it'll smell the blood, Vishavikle, and the moths will leave. That's how you get out of your problems with your bug issue. Fine. Says the Gemara, V'hechi Avidachi. Wait a minute, what does that have to do with us? How did Rebbe give the instructions to do this? Isn't he being Mevatel Biadayim, the mitzvah of Kisi Adam? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Hashochet v'tzarach l'dam. Let's say you're shechting not because you're interested in the animal, but you want the blood for something. Chayiv l'chasos. You're chayiv to be mechasa anyway. Even though you want the blood, you have to be mechasa v'dam. Ketzad yaseh, what should you do then in order not to be in the situation of a chayiv of kisi hadam? O nochro, o okro. Right, or just kill the animal some other way besides doing shechita. And in that way, you won't have to do the kisui. So nochro is making a hole in the pipes beforehand. Nochro or okro, just rip him out. So that is what Rebbe suggested. But the Gemara says that how could Rebbe suggest that? Because wouldn't he be being mevatel the mitzvah of kisi adam? So that is the question. Before we continue, there is a ha'ara. Was there a hava mina that you would only have the mitzvah of kisi adam if you wanted to eat? What it sounds like. Hashochet v'tzorach l'dam chayav l'chasos. As if, you know, that would have been a chiddush, that without the mitzvah of kisui, without the ratzon of eating, I might not have had the mitzvah of kisi hadam. So this does fit into the tamei mitzvahs that we discussed, and that is the Sefer Chinuch and others. The whole purpose of the mitzvah of kisi hadam is not to breed achzarius into the ochel. You're eating the animal while you're staring at its nefesh. So therefore, it's inappropriate. So that makes sense. It might apply only if you are eating it, and not if you're doing it for the shame, just to get the dam. Okay, but again, pashtus l'maskan is not true. L'maskan is even if I'm not eating it, I have mitzvah of kisi adam. So the tamei mitzvah is not the only idea behind the mitzvah. Okay. Anyways, so says the Gemara. How could we say that Rebbe did this? Isn't he being mevatel the mitzvah by telling him to actually shecht it? Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Sei Trof Amar Lei. So you're right. So the Gemara says we got the story wrong. When Rav Dimi came, he said that what Rebbe had told him to do, Rebbe had told Rav Chiya to do is Trof Amar Lei. Make the animal a trefa first, and then shecht it. So it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. So that detail was missing from the story. Say trof amar lei. Ki asa Ravin amar, say nachor amar lei. When Ravin came, he said, no, he told him to be nocher id, meaning kill the animal without shechita. So two different misores. They tell him to make it a trefa and then shecht the animal, or not to shecht. So what are the svaras for each of these versions of the story? Says the Gemara, Laman da amar tsei trof, my time alamar tsei nachor. According to the version of tsei trof, why didn't he like the version of, I guess it wasn't just a version that they heard, but it was a version that made more sense to them. So according to the Mandamar, who said tsei trof, why did they not like the shita of tsei nachor? And is it, if it's because kasavar ain shchita loaf in a Torah? So we discussed back in the first parak. If we say because mida oraisa, you don't have to shecht an animal. Minichiraso zui shchitaso, just killing it in any other way is also considered its shchita. Right? Is that the reason? And therefore, if he would have told them to be nocharit, there would also be a chiv of kisi hadam because it's like the shchita of birds on a daraisa level. Vatanya, that's not true. Vatanya, we learned in the braisa, Rebbe Omer, kasher tzivisicha, the pasuk says, like I commanded you, milamech, and it's tava Moshe, that we learned that from that implicitly, that somewhere earlier on, Moshe was commanded about the mitzvah of shchita. Is it halacha Moshe Sinai? Is it other misora? But you learn that from the two words, kasher tzivisicha. Milamech, and it's tava Moshe, al haveshet valakane. Moshe was commanded about the food pipe and the windpipe, the esophagus and the trachea, the rov echad bof, and the fact that you have to cut a majority of one simen by a bird. Remember the first mission, the second parak, the rov shnai bebehema, and rov shnai bebehema. So you see, no, it's daraisa. Shchid is daraisa for a bird. Question mark. So that can't be why the mandamar who says tse trof does not like the shita of tse nachor. So the Gemara answers lomi boy kamar. Really, it's that tse trof is a bigger chiddush. Why? Lo mi boi tsei nachor, not only is tsei nachor, is that a ptur of kisi adam, delav shchita hiklal, that's not a shchita at all, ela tsei trof, right? The chiddush is that he said tsei trof, ema shchita sheinu ruyish ma shchita. I might have said that, if he makes the animal a treif and then does a perfect shchita, maybe we paskin shchita sheinu ruyish, is a good shchita in the context of kisi adam, v'li boi kisui, even though there's not going to be a heter achila, it's a treifa. Kamash malan kedir rechia bar abba. So that's the chiddush of the man d'amor, who says tsei trof, like rechia bar abba says, who's rechia bar abba? That's what we had yesterday. Rechia bar Abba, who said that Rebbe liked the words of Rebbe Meir by Osov es Beno, and liked the words of Reb Shimon by Kisi Adam. So Reb Shimon by Kisi Adam is Shchita Sheinu Ruya, Lav Shmo Shchita. That's the Maskana. That's why, in our case, he said, say Shrof. That's one way. Let's go to the other side now before we comment. Ulaman da amar tse nachor, my time alo amar tse trof. What about the opposite? According to the one who says, according to one who has the version that Rebbe told him to just kill the animal, why didn't he say that say trof? Why didn't he say that make the animal a trefa first? V'chitema, same exact idea, just the opposite steps. V'chitema, k'savar shchita sheinu ruyish ma shchita, and it is because trefa would have been a good shchita, and there would have been a chiv of kisi adam, v'yamar abchia, amar ab yochanan, what we just quoted yesterday, ra Rebbe dvar shol b'shimin b'kisi adam, v'shano b'loshon chachamim, but that's not true. We pass in like Reb Shimon is the anonymous opinion. Reb Shimon is the Rabbanan's opinion b'kisi adam, so shchita sheinu ruyish not a good shchita. So why wouldn't the Manda Amar that has the version of Tzei Nachor like the version that says Tzei Trof? So Gemara says exactly the same that we said before. Lo mi boi kamar. No, he's telling you the bigger chiddush. Lo mi boi Tzei Trof. Not only Tzei Trof. The shchita sheinu ruya lo shma shchita. Not only there would we say that because it's sheinu ruya aval Tzei Nachor. But if he says just kill the animal with nechira, ema ein shchita lof min haTorah. I might have said daraisa. You can do whatever you want to the animal. V'nechira so zui shchita so. And nechira is it shchita. Like we said, according to some Tanaim, remember in the first parak, that occurred before they went into Eretz Yisrael. Shchita might not have occurred, only by Kachin, not by Chulin. V'li boy kisui, and therefore maybe you would need kisui even for Nechira, kamash malan, kasher tzivisicha. That's the chiddush of kasher tzivisicha, like I commanded you, that shchita for a bird is de'oraisa. Is daraisa, period. There's an interesting discussion in Minchas Chinuch, in Kuf Pei Zayin, that even in this context of Kisi Adam, his opinion is, like he says many times in his Sefer, even if there are only Trefas Durabanan, and that makes it Shchita Sheinu Ruya, there's still not going to be a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Which is a chiddush. You might have said, what do you mean? Daraisa, there is a mitzvah. So what? There's a Trefa Durabanan. Minchas Chinuch says, no. Another example of where the Rabbanan say something is possible, and the Rabbanan say, and that affects even the the Da'oraisa. Right? We had the discussion many times. If there's a sukkah, that's psula, right? The machlokas tosfos in sukkah daf gimel with the Ran, where the language of the Mishnah in sukkah chavches is, if you sit in a very small sukkah, that's pasul derabanan, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. That's the language of the Mishnah. You never were mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah, says the Ran. That doesn't mean literally, because it's lo kiyamta mitzvah karaui, because the rabbanan aser to sukkah, where your table is in the house and you're sitting inside the sukkah. Says Tosfos on the Gimel, no. Even Daraisa, so you're not Yotze. Once the rabbanan pasul the sukkah, so then that's it. It's finished. There is no mitzvah. Right? And Yonah Diyoma. What about if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos? So machlokas achronim, big discussion that they had in the 1800s, because there was some that were the Leva Ivri that wanted us to start up the blowing again, because the Rambam holds that all of Yerushalayim has the status of Mikdash, and you're allowed to blow on your Rosh Hashanah Shkleis B'Shabbos and Mikdash, major controversy in the earlier generations. So the question is, does somebody get a mitzvah? Let's say the person that he was wrong. Let's say you're not allowed to blow. Let's say I'm not in Yerushalayim and I blow shofar on Shabbos. Do I get a mitzvah plus an avera, or do I not get anything? So many say that you don't get anything. The Midchas Chinuch would say you don't get anything. Once the Rabbanan knocked out the mitzvah, so it's finished. There is no mitzvah. Or in the world of mitzvahs asei, it always comes up. The Midchas Chinuch says in the mitzvah of Kiddush, if I make Kiddush, I go home on Friday night, I lift up my coat and I say, Yom HaShishi, I say Va'edus, and then I say, Shabbos is awesome. I love it. And then I drink the wine with the Bari Paragafen. Am I Yotzi Daraisa because in the Torah it just says Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho, and the Rabbanan were the one that came up with the Nusach? Or not? The Menachas Chinuch suggests, according to the Prima Gadim, that it could be they not even Yotzi on the Daraisa level. So too the Menachas Chinuch here says, Shchita Sheina Ru'uya for Kisi Adam could even be if there is a Darabanan problem with the animal, because Lamaisa, it is a Shchita Sheina Ru'uya, which Rav Shimon says is Lo Shma Shchita, and that's the Rabbanan Shchita when it comes to Kisi Hadam. Point number one. Point number two to mention, 3 points to mention, your day Aleph. Point number two to mention is the Yamshel Shlomo that I mentioned yesterday, at the end of the year that I was going to mention today. The Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, I don't know why we didn't mention this earlier. I don't know, maybe we did in the first couple of Prakim. The Mincha, the Yamshel Shlomo, in the second parak says that if somebody is a diuk on the, in the Gemara's we had earlier, if the knife falls down, you didn't have Kavana, the Yamshel Shlomo says, if somebody's doing a Maisa Shchita, a perfect Maisa Shchita, but he has Kavana that this should not be a good Maisa Shchita. This should not be counted as a physical Maisa Shchita. Not focusing on the Heter Shchita, but it shouldn't be even good a Maisa Shchita, says the Amshel Shlomo, it's not a good Shchita. And it doesn't count. V'tzarech l'skavim l'shum dvar Maisa. U'b'inyin acher lo mikri koach gavra. Even if I physically do the act that's required, there's no psulim. I do a perfect shchita. If I have kavana not to do specific kavana anti-maisa, then the maisa is knocked down. Aval yikiven lehedya shelo lishchot osa shchita hamachsheres ela lazos binechira v'chanika. Even if you didn't end up doing that, nira be'enai shelo nikra zeh shchita v'garua yoser minafla me'al hakore le'inyin zeh. It's worse than the knife falling down and shechting, because here you specifically have in mind it should not be a good maisa. That's the Yamshel Shlomo. Most achronim assume that is not correct. Most say that, first of all, misvara, shchita. Shchita is not one of the acts that depends on you. Shchita is a physical act that, if done by a bar chiyuva, not by a guy, but if it's done by a bar chiyuva, then you create the hetter shchita, and it works as a shchita. It's not something that you can make, you mentioned Rabbi Chanan quote shchita when it comes to tznai. I'm gonna shecht al manaz that it's gonna be mutter if it rains tomorrow. You can't make a t'nai on shchita. You can make a t'nai on marriage. You can make a t'nai on a transaction. You can't make a t'nai on a physical act that memela brings a heter. So, number one, on the Yamshel Shlomo, they ask misvara. How could you be able to prevent it from happening? And number two, they say, isn't our Gemara then against it? Because if it's true that you could just do a maisa shchita and then just have in mind that it shouldn't be a maisa, so why did the Gemara suggest that by Rebbe? Right, what did the Gemara say? It must be that he said treif of the animal first or nocher. It can't be that he said shech the animal, because shech the animal would have brought a chiyuv of kisui, and he's mevatel the mitzvah of kisui. Why did the Gemara say, according to the Yamshel Shlomo, that he told him to have kavana, not to have anti-kavana for the maisa? So that's why Achronim assume, the Oneg Yontif and others, that this Gemara seems to be against the Yamshel Shlomo. Number one. Next, finally, the third point I wanted to mention, and then we will continue, and that is, there's also an interesting discussion. What does the Gemara say? How can he be mevatel the mitzvah by shechting over this water with the flax in it? The mitzvah of kisi adam, is that a mitzvah to cover all the dam or some of the dam? That's a discussion in the Achronim. It's not like the Gemara has the discussion by Zvachim. Is it a mitzvah to catch all the blood or a mitzvah to catch some of the blood? So the Gemara talks about that by Kachim. The Gemara, I don't think, talks about it by Kisi Adam. There are diyukim. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Chaf Ches Simin Tezvav, Dam Hanitaz V'Sha'al Hasakin. Let's say I shaft and some blood squirts out, or blood on the knife. Im Ein Sham Dam Elahu, if that's the only blood, Chayev L'Chasos V'Gorer Oso U'Mechaseyu Kedei She'Yitin Afer Gam L'Mata. Avalim yesham dam acher, if there's other blood, not that squirted out, not on the knife, ein zorech lechasoso, she'ein zorech lechasos kol hadam. That's the Shulchan Aruch Meferish. One does not have to cover all the blood, right? Just do the best you can. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Lefichach, ein zorech lahamtin lechasos, atche yetze kol hadam. Also, you don't have to wait for all the blood to come out of the animal in order to do the kisui. Hagah, okay, you should wait a little bit until some of the Dam HaNefesh comes out. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says Beferish that one does not have to cover the whole blood. This is against the Baal Amor, who says you have to cover all of it. The Pesachei Shuvah quotes. Aishu with Mishkanus Yaakov, Shevi Rayel Das Baal Amor, Shehuva Beis Yosef, Shetzorach Lachasos Kulo. Okay, that's a discussion. So what does our Gemara seem to say about that? Our Gemara says that how could Rebbe say to do this? Maybe it wasn't all the blood on the flax. Maybe it was just some of the blood on the flax.
Maybe it only works for the Dam HaNefesh.
Maybe only Dam HaNefesh, and all the Dam HaNefesh was going on here. Others say, there's at least a lechatchila to cover all the blood. Even if you want to say b'di'evid, you don't have to. Right? If the blood's already on the knife or squirted out, maybe you don't have to. But at least to put yourself into a situation of lechatchila. See, even if you don't pass them like the Baal Amor, where the Pasha Lagamar is like the Baal Amor, you have to cover all the blood. But the way that you can get out of it is that we agree on a lechatchila level to cover as much as you can. And to do something befeirish that is mevatel, that maybe is not correct. Okay, so three ha'aris. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch of even treifas derabanan might create a shechidah shein eruya. Number two, the Yamshal Shlomo, it's an amazing shita. If you have kavana that the maisa shouldn't be a maisa, it's good enough. We generally argue. And number three, what about covering all the blood, most of the blood, etc.?
Anything wrong with making it a
treifa? Good question. Is there any question of making an animal a treifa on purpose? So, tzar bal chayim, that's for sure. If an animal, if it causes pain, that's for sure. There's a separate isser of making a carbon a treifa. Right? That's a separate isser daraisa, to be gorim a balmum to a carbon. But a separate isser to be gorim a balmum to an animal, other than, right, bal tashchis is only if you're not going to make it usable. That's how you're going to use it for something else. Treifa is mutter b'hana. It's not tame. So I saw a discussion in the Achronim about it, but I think part of it is Tzar Bal Chayim. So you have to do it in a way that's not Tzar Bal Chayim, unless this is a tzorech, right? This is a tzorech to a person, and therefore they have to that's why there's not Bal Tashchus either. If there's a tzorech Adam, it wouldn't be Bal Tashchus, even if you would be ruining it totally. Okay, says the Gemara. Now just a comment on the story. Who are we talking about in the story? Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya had moths in his flax. Umi, back to the Gemara. Umi nafa le'yaniva b'kitna. Is it possible that Rabbi Chiya had flax in his had moths in his flax? How could that be? V'yamar Avin Bar Abba, v'yamrila, amar Rabbi Avin Bar Shva, misha'alu b'nei Hagola, when great righteous people came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, at some point in history, this is later, during Bayesheni, pasku hazikin v'azvos v'aruchas v'ra'amim. There were some terrible, crazy things going on in Eretz Yisrael at that time, right? There were zikin, there were earthquakes and heavy winds and hurricanes. Everyone was all these amazing weather issues. And velo hechmetz yenam. And what happened when these righteous people came up? They all stopped. It all stopped. All of the terrible weather stopped. Right? All of these are from Rashi Kos from the Gemara and Brachas that are all klala. Right, below hechmetz yenam, and their wine didn't become vinegar anymore. Below laka pishtanam, and their pishtan, nothing happened to it. Vinast and the chachamim were like, which great rabbis came up? In whose chus did we get this? Vinast and chachamim einehem, Rabbi Chiya ubanav. Rabbi Chiya and his sons had made aliyah, and therefore they said, wow, look what chus these tzaddikim brought. So how could you say that Rabbi Chiya's flax had moths in it? He was the one that came to Eretz Yisrael, and nobody else's flax had problems. So says the Gemara, no problem. Ki mahani zchusayu a'alma aditulo. Sometimes you find that the schus of a tzaddik could be on everyone else in the generation, but he's gonna take the heat for the whole generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna want to do something for the whole generation. The tzaddik comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, okay, I'll give it to you, and he won't give it to anybody else. Kid Rav Yehuda Marav, like Rav says, back in Maseches Tainus, Tam Rav Yehuda Marav, b'chol yom v'yom baskol yotzeis v'omeres, every day a baskol goes out and says, kol ha'olam kulo nizon b'shul chanina b'di. The whole world gets parnasa in the merit of chanina. Chanina, my son, the chanina b'ni, and chanina, my son, he's got nothing. Dai lo b'kav charuv v'meir of Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos. He's got a cob of carobs, a little buxer. He has the whole week. That's all he has. So you see, sometimes that tzaddik zechuyos could be for the entire world and not for the tzaddik himself. Period. Two ha'aris. Two ben Yehoyadas. One here and one back in Tainus. So the ben Yehoyada here picks up on the word die. What do you mean die lo? It should say that the whole world had, and he only had a cob charuvin. So he says, no, die lo means it was enough for him. He wasn't upset about it. Havilah meimar mizono kav charuvin v'nira li lohodia da'al tachshov shehu haya mitztayer al ma'at hazeh she'roe atzmo chaser min avazon shel acherim. He was upset. Everybody else had more. No. L'kach amar dai lo shehu ha'sameach bazeh ha'ma'at v'hagarua she'nim esav al ma'achol yosher chashev. He was fine. Dai lo was enough for him. And he was happy about it. The word die. Number one. Number two, the Ben Yehoyada in Tainus, where this Gemara comes up, says Yesh Lomar. He says Chaluka Zu the Dailo Bakav Charuv the Maitzri Chalameimar the Davar Ze Yadul Ben Adam Tachtonim. What was the chiddush of saying Rabbi Chanina had a little bit? We know how much Chanina had, right? Just look around. Look at him. He has no food. So to tell me that Basco went out and said the whole generation is merits because of him. Okay, that's telling me something. What's the additional information that we need from about Rabbi Chanina? Says the Ben Yoyada. The Nira Li B'Siyata D'Shmaya, as he always starts one of his answers. Shapirshu, Matzila Rishonim Shapirshu, B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, B'Shvil Klomar, so let me just quote, he quotes two lines of Kabbalah here, B'Nira Li B'Siyata D'Shmaya, D'Lefamim Harbe Yizdameim Shei Kitrugim Ragim Alador. Many times there are prosecuting forces that don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give Shefa to the world. We know that principle a lot of times. You want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Shefa, but Midas Adin is Ma'akev. V'yalkein, kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in Shefa Parnasa Lador, kishem es palalin elav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Shefa, ki chanun v'rachum hu, ya'akwa makatrugim es ha-Shefa, shelo yeirin l'tachtonim, machmas kitrugim avonoseinu harabim. So it's going to be prevented that we don't deserve some type of bracha. V'lachein, Hashem yizbarach, therefore Hashem, kishe yirtza lahasir Hashem min atat makatrugim, and he wants to hide it, what did he do? Everybody has a pipeline from heaven going down to bring down his shefa. So Hashem put it into the shefa of Chanina Mendoza, because what? The Makadrim are going to see. Chanina Mendoza, he has nothing. What are you kidding? You're putting shefa through his peckle? And therefore, why aren't there going to be Makadrim? Because Chanina Mendoza, he is tapik b'muat. Dilo. He's not going to use it anyway. What are we going to complain about? He's going to get it. He uses a little boxer the whole week. Oh, we're going to complain. Oh, this shefa going down. We see that there's a traffic jam in his pipe. Oh, no use complaining. Ah, but he gave it out to the generation. So therefore, they got it down into the world. They undo the carpet. And therefore, if he wouldn't have been mistapping b'muat, they would have been makatrig and it would never have come down. That's why it's important to know, right? The whole world gets for chanina, but how does it come to this world? Ah, because die low, b'kav charuvin. And that's why it could come down to the world. We've mentioned this idea, again, in Yonat Yom in the past, to help explain maybe the concept of la'arbe v'sasatan. Why we have to try to cover up Rosh Hashanah. La'arbe v'sasatan, we blow so many shofars, la'arbe v'sasatan. And we don't, this Shabbos, we're not going to be Shabbos, but we're not going to do Shabbos Mevarachim. Quiet. Right? So Shabbos Mevarachim on for Tishrei, right? Even though he falls for it every year. Well, Arbe v'sasatan. This, what is this? The Levush says we don't have Parshas Brachos this next Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the year. La'arbev hasatan. We don't have Zosar Bracha this year. What does that mean? So Kabbalistically, some suggest that it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give this great special present to Bnei Yisrael called Rosh Hashanah, and the Makadikim will say, why give them a day to rethink their lives? Why give them a day to get their kavana, the direction of their lives, you know, back on the straight and the narrow? Who says that a Bnei Yisrael should get this special present called Rosh Hashanah? So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give it like hidden, and so we don't announce it, and we do everything to try to cover it up, and we stop blowing show for the day before, all these things in order to like this the shefa that was hidden that Hashem had to get under the Mekatrigim's radar through Chanina Bini. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Cheresh Shotev Akata. Sheshachtu v'yacher mo'en osan. Next case. What if you have a cheresh of a katan that shechted? Other people are watching. We discussed back in the first prakim whether this is appropriate or not. But here they shechted. Other people are watching. Chayiv lachasos. Right, so they have to be mechasiv. Do kisi adam, because we assume that was a good shechita. Other people are watching them. Beinon levein atzma and patim lachasos. But if they shechted between themselves, nobody was watching them. So we were allowed to assume that it was not a good shechita, even though you can't tell, and therefore this pater lachasos. V'chein le'inyos oves b'no. Same thing with the previous parak's topic. Sheshachtu v'yachem ro'on osan. Oves oves b'no. You have children, or cheresh shote, that shecht, and others are watching them. Asur l'shchot achareyem. If others are watching, then you have to trust it was a good shechita if they seem to think that, and you know, let a shecht after them. Beinon levein atzman. But if they shecht amongst themselves, so what should the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, don't worry about it. Rabbi Meir, mati l'shchot achareihem. V'chachamim osrin. But for some reason here in the Seifa, the chachamim aser. Even though you might have said, what about in the Reisha? Why don't they say in the Reisha that me suffix you have to cover? So we'll have to see. Umodim shim shach hashin suffix arbam. V'chachamim do admit though that if you did shecht another animal, it's not a vadai that the cheresh of the katan did a good job, but it's a suffix, therefore you're not going to get malchus for that. Not going to get malchus for that. Fine. Chassam Sofer has a beautiful diuk where he says, "Cheresh shot v'kadim shechted va'achirim ro'en osan." Why is it achirim and not acher? You need two people. You need two people to witness the cheresh shot v'kadim. Why does he achir? So you might have just said achir means other people, but Chassam Sofer thinks it is miduyak that it is two other people. Why don't we say echanem and b'isurin? Right, so why is it enough? Why isn't it enough to have one? Says the Chassam Sofer right here. Let me explain. Based on the Rashba. The Rashba says, why do you usually believe in Eid Echad on Shechita? Mishum de'ein cheskas einu zavuach kishar chazakos. Right, Eid Echad, usually negar chazaka, cheskas isser, is not believed. So why here? But here it's omate to change. It's not a chazaka that will always stay. It's omate to change. Shehari anu oskim batamid l'salik osa chazaka al yidei shechita. Ve'ena kechazaka ha'asui la'amod kem la'olam. Right? A shechita, a cheskas, ena zavucha, is a chazaka ha'asui lishtanos, so to speak. And therefore, one is allowed to trust an eid echad. But in our case, where it's not omei lehishtanos properly based on the cheroshot of a katan, that's why you have to go back to the general rule. You need two to overcome the chazaka. Mayad erechan meyit shenasa kinog shenistalka chazaka mishemachi mehemin veino meyit neged chazaka avozusha mesura biad mekalkalim cheroshot of a katan yeshlom hashetzrichin beizedim. That's what he says, and therefore, that's why you need two. What if you have one person who witnesses it? He said, interestingly, ha'im shachtu ve'echad ro'oso ha'roe chayev l'chasos v'shar kol adam v'turin. This guy who witnessed it, though, mitzido, he saw that it was a good shechita. So he has a chayev to cover, even though nobody else has a chayev to cover in that case. Anyway, that's the diak of the Chassam Sofer. Viter says the Gemara. Rabbi Meir says earlier the Chachamim. Right, it was like the Chachamim Shechita Sheinu Ru'ya Shma Shechita. When it comes to, that's where you did a perfect Shechita where there's another halachic problem, like Avodah Zarah, like Trefa. Here, we're chosen that he didn't do a Shechita. Here's the Cheresh of the Katan. He couldn't do the Ma'aseh Shechita properly. Not just talking about Kavana. Talking about the act of Shechita itself. We were chosen that he was Shehiya, one of the Psuli Shechita. Good. Says the Gemara Barabanon, Maisha Resha Delo Pligi, Maisha Seva De Pligi. Why in the Resha do they not argue and they assume for sure that the Chereshat V'Katan in private did not do a Shechita? And in the Seifa, they're Choshesh. So the Gemara first tries to explain it before the Gemara is going to end up saying, you're right, there's no difference. But first we try to explain it. Reisha, Iyamrina Chayav and Lachasos. If you say that in the Reisha, you're Chayav to be Mechasa, Amri Shechita Ma'al Yasahi. People are going to think that it's a real Shechita, Vasa Lamecha Mishchitasa, and they might come even to eat from their Shechita. So it's a Gzeira. You can't allow the Kisi Adan to be done because people are going to think it was a good Shechita. So the Gemara says, say, Fanami, Kivit the Kamir Abanan, Asur Lishko Dachareyem. Since there, if you say that there's an Isra of Osov Esbeno, Amri Shechita Ma'al Yasahi, Vasa Lamecha Mishchitasan. Should make the same Gzeira. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So the Gemara said, no. Seifa Amri, Bisra Dolka Mi Boile. No, in the Seifa, if somebody does not shecht another animal, people are going to say, oh, I guess he doesn't need it. Not going to say, oh, it's because of Oso Esbeno. People are going to think that he has enough food. The Gemara says, Reisha Nami, Amri Lanakar Chaseru Sarech. The Reisha too, you could think something else. You could think that, look, he wants to clean up his field. He has blood all over his backyard. He wants to clean it up. That's why he's covering the dam. So again, you have something to think about in each one. So the Gemara says, "I shachat ba'ash b'maikel meimar." You can't say that if you shecht in the garbage dump, right? There's no lanakir chatzero there, or bali malik maikel meimar. What if he, if somebody comes and asks and says, right, is Rashi ma'ani lishchot achare? I'm sorry, in bali malik lebestin haroash shachtu. If somebody sees the dam megula and says, "Should I cover it?" What are we going to tell him? Because if we tell him you have to cover it, then again he'll be worried. We should be worried he's going to come eat it. So Gemara says, "Ulatameich seifanami bali malich maikel meimar." The seifa do have the same question. If he comes to ask and we tell him that it's an usser mishum osav espino, it's going to lead to eating it. So you're right. The Gemara says, "El rabbanan akula milsa pligi." Really, the rabbanan are arguing even on the reisha. Meaning, in the reisha, the rabbanan would say you have to do kisi adami safek. Just like they say there's an Isser of Oso Vespino, Misafik in the second half. Venatri Leila Rabbi Meir, Adamasik Lamilse. They didn't want to interrupt Rabbi Meir. They let him finish. Then they argued with him at the end. Fine. That is what we say. So Bishlama, Le Rabbanan, Le Chumra. Find the Rabbanan, I can understand. They're Machmir. We're not sure what to do, so therefore, you know, cover just in case, and Oso Vespino just in case. El Rabbi Meir, my Taima. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Totally, you're allowed to assume that it's Vadai Nevela? Skomar says, yeah. Amar Reb Yaakov, Amar Reb Yochanan, Michayev, Hayer Emei HaShechitas, Mishum Nevela. If somebody eats from their Shechita, they get an Isser, they get Malkus. He says, a Cheresh of the Katan that does it in private, we're allowed to assume that it is a Nevela. My time, a why? Amar Reb Yami, Hover, Rov Maaseh Mekol Kalim. Because most of their actions, most of the time that they try to do something like this, it's Mekulka, they mess up. So that's enough to assume that it'll be Nevela. Amri le Rapapa le Rafuna Breda Yeshua, vi Amri le Rafuna Breda Yeshua le Rapapa. They were having a conversation. We're just not sure who asked who. So my Arya Rova, feel me a Nami. You're telling me the basis for Rabbi Meir Shita is that you could assume it's Nevela because Rov Ketana mess up. Hello, we're talking about Rabbi Meir Shita. What does Rabbi Meir say all over Shas? Chai Shinan Lemiut. To Harbi Meir, Chayish Lemiyuta. Beis Choshish for Miyut. So why don't we say, forget, you don't need Rov. You don't need the principle of Rov Ketanim mess up. Smoch Miyuta LaChazaka. Put the Miyut of Ketanim, even if it was a Miyut of Ketanim that mess up, next to the Chazaka of Eino Zavuach, the Israel Ruba. And then you'll mess up the Rov, you'll weaken the Rov anyway. So why does the Gemara have to say that, it's because of Rov? Even Miyut. Where do we see Rabbi Meir saying, that Chayshina Lemiyut? So, Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Taurus. This is brought up in the first paragraph of Ksubis, the huge sugya. Okay, I'm going to spend a minute on it, but a big topic called Almanas Isa. We have a lot of Sveikas of Tomentara, and people who have a relationship. You're not sure how they're related. So it's not, but let's at least do the pashup shot. Tinok shenim sabsara isa ubatek biyado. A child is next to some dough, and he has some dough in his hands. Obviously, he took from the dough that was here, and he took a bunch of it. The question is, what's the question? Machlokas Rishonim, what the question is. Rashi's pshat throughout Shas. He doesn't say it so specifically here, but Rashi says this whole discussion is about the child. Is the child Tameh or Tahar? That's the focus of the discussion. Other Rishonim do not like Rashi, because then what's the whole purpose of saying that the kid has a piece of dough in his hands? They say the issue is the dough and not the child. But Rashi all over says it's the child. But what's the issue? Here we go. So a Tinoch that's sitting next to an Isan has some dough in his hand. Rabbi Meir, Mitayer, V'chachamim, Mitamim. Rabbi Meir says, don't worry, Mitayer, the child is Tahar, Rashi's pshat. And the Chachamim say Tameh. Why? What's the svara of the Chachamim? Why Tameh? It's the derech of a child, right, to put his hands into everything. Right, everywhere he goes, he childs. V'amrinan, and therefore what? And therefore we assume he put his hands into a garbage dump, right, where there was dead shrutzim, where other things which made him Tameh. That's Rashi pshat, right? Vayisra Rashi on the bottom Rashi. Darko shel tinok letapeach yadav ba'ashpos sheshratzim mushuyim mitzuyim sham. Recently dead shratzim. V'timei yasa isa shanaroin shenagaba. And then he's tamei, and then he was matamei the isa too. But the issue being discussed, the chiddush, is that we know he touched the isa. He's holding a piece of the isa, but we assume that he became tamei from the garbage. V'yamrina my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reason Rabbi Meir says tahar kasavar rov tinos metapchin? Because he says rov, most babies do that. V'umiyat e'metapchin, but there's a miyat of children that aren't gonna, right? Right, that once in a while you get a child who's just like relaxed and calm and doesn't, I don't know, haven't had any of those, right? And just, right, always sitting and not going, right, low maintenance, low energy, but the Gemara says it's a miyat, so we all have to take solace in the fact that rov metabchin. Next time the child has their hands in some way in something that they're not supposed to, rov metabchin. We're just like the rov. Anyway, so miyat e metabchin. So it's miyat not. V'isa zubecheskes taro medes, and this isa was tahor before this child came along. So smoch miyut al chazaka, put the miyut of children who didn't touch anything with the cheskes taro of the isa v'israeli ruba. So the rov of children who are metabchin is knocked down. Question mark. So you see from there that Rabbi Meir holds that by a miyut, chayshina lemiyuta, even lekula. So too in our case. What do you have to say that Rabbi Meir's svar is based on the fact that rov, chayshina lekatan, mess up, even if miyut mess up? Says the Gemara, im amru safik tumah latahir, yom rusafik isser lahatir? There's a difference between tum and tara and isser v'heter. You want to say tum and tara is latahar? Okay, I'll give you that. He could apply chayshina lemiyuta and say something is tahar. But to say Isser and Mutter, to say a certain act that is Usser in the eyes of the Torah, is going to be Mutter? So maybe he wouldn't say it there. Wouldn't say it there. Well, one case is establishing a status. One case is saying an act is Mutter, an act is Usser. So there's differences. You can't always compare, right, the different areas of Halacha. Like we had the Adaras Elio on Parsha Shoftim, where the Pasuk says, Bein Dan Ladan, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. The Gra says there, that's three parts of Torah. Right, Dan, there's Isser V'Heter, and there's Choshen, Isser V'Heter, right? The way the Gra says it is that there's Asr Mutter, Chayiv Zakai, Tomei Tahar. Right, three areas. So here, the Gemara is saying, maybe you can't compare two of the cases. You can't compare Tumen Tara to Isser V'Heter. Okay, period. There's more to say, but we have to continue. Hora Rebbe K'Rebbe Meir, V'Hora Rebbe K'Chachamim. So, Rebbe at one point passing like Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Meir what? In our case, by the Chereshot of the Katan, that he said, totally, you could assume that it's an Avela. And Rabbi won't tell you, Pasen like the Chachamim. Heimenayo Dachrisa, which should he Pasken second? Meaning, we assume that he changed his mind. So, which should he do second? So, Tashma, Rabbi Abba, braid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. He's named after his grandfather. Rabbi Zera, Havikami Beshuka, the Kesari, Episcopal Debate Madrasha. They were standing in the Shuk in Kesari, at the door of the base Madrash. Wow, the base Madrash is right by the Shuk. Right, that's what you learn from that line of the Gemara. Why is that there? You don't have to have the base medrash out somewhere away from the whole town. You can have the base medrash right there to be mashpia. Nofak, Rabbi Abi Ashkechinu, Rabbi Abi found them, and Amar Lahu, he said to them, Lava mina lechu, didn't I tell you, bida be medrash shalot takimu avrai, this shear going on, what are you standing out here for? What are you standing out here for? Dilma ika inish to Mr. Chalesh might say. Maybe somebody inside is going to need you. They could ask you a question. Vasila Truday. And because you're not there, they're going to be, it's not going to be cleared up. And they're going to have a suffix. And why aren't you in the base medrash? He's asking them. They're outside. So what happened? Rabbi Zera all. Rabbi Abba lo all. Rabbi Zera said, okay, Rabbi Abba for some reason stayed outside. He didn't come in. Yasi v'kami boilu. And they asked this Kasha. Hey, minayo achrita. Which one did Rabbi Ami Which one did Rebbe Paskin second? Amaluhu Reb Zera, lo shavuktin li tashilu l'saba. Well, you didn't let me stand next to Rebbe Abba, I would have asked him. He's my Rebbe. Dilma shamile me avua, vi avua me Rebbe Yochanan. Maybe he heard something from his father, and his father heard something from Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, because Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, we know, kol tlas en yomin, kamaha le tamude, kamed Rebbe Yochanan. Every 30 days, he chazered all of his Torah with Rebbe Yochanan. So if you would have let me stay, I could have asked him. Either way, my havi Allah. So what are we paskin? Tashma, the Shalach Rebbe Elazar, Lagola, Hora, Rebbe, Karebi Meir. He sent the message, Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Meir, meaning it's, you're allowed to assume it's total novella. I have Hakar Rabbanan Ami Ori, I didn't need Paskin also like the Rabbanan. So it must be the letter was Lamaskana. Elav Shmamina, Ha, the Achrita Shmamina. It must be that this was the second, the Maskana, that's what the letter that was sent to the Gola. Okay, the Magalei Sashastris has one very important ta'ara here. You know what you see from this Gemara? Dilma ika inish demisrechli shmaitza vasilis rudei, a deeper level of interpretation. Let's say the rabbi is giving a little shmooze between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and there's a great Talmud Chacham in the audience. Talmud Chacham says, I don't have to hear the shmooze. I know, he's talking to the Balabatim, Tamei Ha'aretz, I could go out and do my own thing. Says, the Likute Basa Likute. So what did he tell him? Didn't I tell you when you don't stand outside? Maybe dil meikish inish de mitzruche le shmaitza. There are people that need it. They're going to become tarik because they're going to see you out here. Oh, I see you don't have to have covid. I see you don't have to stay in, and therefore you have to stay inside. All right, big, you're so gadol. Just because you have to be worried about what other people are thinking. The more one knows, the more one's responsibility is, and therefore they have to be careful that they don't give off a wrong impression. Margolius Hashas quotes that right here. Beautiful. Okay, says the Gemara. There's a discussion in the Shach, just to mention, are you allowed to cover the blood of a Shechitas Katan? Because we paskin here that you're putter. Are you allowed to? That's a machlokas achronim, whether you're allowed to. Because again, do we say that if you do, you might come to eat from the shechita? So that's a machlokas achronim, whether you count or not. The shach holds that you're not allowed to. In Simen Chavches. Weiter. Shachad meima mea chayis malkam echad. Here we go. So now we have major kisi hadam discussions that it's really shaykh for all of Shas. Coming up in the next couple of days, now we have Birchas Hananin, we have Birchas Hamitzvah, we have Min Bamino. Woo! Okay. Shachan mea chayas b'makam echad. Let's say I shacht 100 chayas in one spot, kisi echad l'kulan. I could just do one kisi. I could shacht animal after animal and then do one kisi. Shmea ofos b'makam echad, kisi echad l'kulan. 100 birds, one kisi. Chayav ofos b'makam echad. I mean, I don't have to cover after each one. I could just wait till after all the blood is there and then do the cover. Chayav ofos b'makam echad, kisi echad l'kulan. And ofos chayas and ofos. It's all one mitzvah of kisui, and that's fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachar Chaya Yechasena, V'yakach Yishur Sa'of. Nope. Need separate kisui for the Dam Chaya. Two separate mitzvahs. Tan Rabbanan, Chaya Kol Mashma. It says the word Chaya. You have to kisui Dam to Chaya. The mat sounds like all Chayas. Chaya, Bein Ruba, Bein Muetes. Chaya tells me whether it's a lot of animals or a little few animals. Of, Kol Mashma. Of, Bein Ruba, Bein Muet. Doesn't matter how many. Mikan Amru, Shachan, Mea Chayas, Makam Echad, Kisi Echad Lekulan. Mea Ofas, Makam Echad, Kisi Echad Lekulan. Fine. Chayav Ofas, Makam Echad, Kisi Echad Lekulan. The Tanakam even says, Chayas and Ofos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Shachan, Chaya Yechasena, Ve'achav, Kishon Ersof. No, you gotta do Kisui for the Chaya first. Shenemar, Chaya Oof. O is there to be Machalik. Amrul, the Rabbanan say to him, Harehu Omer, but it says, Ki Nefesh Kol Basar, Damo Benafsho, who? Doesn't it say that pasuk? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Ma'akam hadrilei." What does that pasuk have to do with that conversation? So Haki Kami the Rabbanan. We're missing a few steps of the conversation. Hi, O mi barle lechalik. So the Rabbanan say, "No, you need the O to be mechalik because I would have thought that maybe you have to shef the chaya and the nof to have the mitzvah of kisui." That's why it has to say, oh, but not to be mechalik between the mitzvot, that if you do them together, for Yehuda, no, lechalik mi damo nafka. Lechalik, you know that from damo. It says singular. For Rabbanan, no, damo tuba mashma. The Rabbanan there say, no, dam could mean plural. Why? Dechsiv, ki nevesh kol basar, damo benafsho hu. Period. Let's at least do the next piece of Gemara, but it's a lot to talk about on it, but let's just at least get it on the table. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Moda Hayy Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Bracha, Shinim Varech La Bracha Achas. Rabbi Yehuda, though he says you have to do a separate kisu, you have to do the Shechita, he admits you only do make one Bracha. Which Bracha are we talking about? What are we talking about? Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, what Bracha are we talking about? Linyan Bracha, underline the Rashi. Al HaShechita. Ein tzarech levarech la'achar kisui. Once you do kisi adam after the yishechta the chaya, when you now shech the oaf, you do not have to make a new bracha ala shechita. Mashma from Rashi, that you're going to have to make a new bracha on the second kisi adam after shechita. That's how Rov Rishonim are medayik from Rashi. The Ritva says maybe it's not such a great diuk, but Rov Rishonim assume that is a good diuk, and therefore they say, what's the difference? What's the difference between Shechita, which you could do five Shechitas in a row, biyotzi with one bracha, Masha'en Kain, the Kisi Hadams, are not. Let's just talk about that point, and then maybe we'll continue tomorrow. And that is beautiful svaras here. First, the Rashba. The Rashba says, what's the difference? Says the Rashba, Kisi Hadam could be looked at as a hemshuch of the Maisa Shechita. After you do, and that's why, the Kisui is not called a hefsik for the following Shechita. But once you do a Kisui, now you do a new Shechita, the next Shechita has nothing to do with the Kisui that you already did. So Shechita is a hefsik for Kisui, even though Kisui is not a hefsik for Shechita. That's the Rashba. Beautiful. The birchas kisui tzarech levalachzor levarech. Why? The time of the milsa. Mishum to kisui, you birchas kisui lo havi hefsek lo olam l'shchita. Mishum davile kitol kroch tolo kroch. It's in need of shchita. It's not a hefsek. Al shchita shniya ain't a tzarech kisui arishon. V'havile hefsek ben kisui rishon l'kisui sheni. Beautiful. Shchita is a hefsek for kisui. Kisui is not a hefsek for shchita. That is the Rashba's svara. The Ritva has a different svara for Rashi. He says when you do shchita, what's the bracha of Shechita on? It's on all the animals that are standing here. So fine, that's how you can have in mind all these animals. The bracha of Kisi Adam is only when the blood is lying on the floor. When you do make the first bracha of Kisi Adam, the blood of the next animal isn't here yet. It's in the animal, but it's not blood. That's chayv kisu yet. So that's why you can't use that bracha for, you can't use it for kisui. Anyway, these are two beautiful svaras for Rashi. The Rush here uses the Lashon of Kisi Adam being the Gemar Maisa Shechita. He uses that Lashon right here, similar to the Rashba's Rashab Shat. But to note, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in all the Rishonim here, says that when Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Tzarech Levarech, he means both. You don't have to make any new bracha. There's no hefsek. Rabbeinu Tam, Afilo HaKisi Nebarech LeBracha Achas. V'hu HaNachon. The Rashba, the Ritva, they all say that. Shechita is not mafsek. They give all the svaras for Rashi, but then they argue and they say, we like Rabbeinu Tam, we like Rabbeinu Tam better. I guess we'll stop here. I guess we had this next couple of lines are chock full before we get to the Mishnah, and then the next Mishnah is huge. We're going to get into stealing mitzvahs, and on Amud Beis, min b'mino en abato. There's a lot going on here. Peivav, Peizayin are some of the most chock-full dafim in the entire Masechta. Okay, so we'll stop here. So we'll continue. Again, there's a dafi'in shir that is up already. That is rabbinic autonomy versus heavenly intervention. And the mitzvah shir continues. And again, I wanted to say that today's shir was the Rafua Shlema, a Talmud of mine, who's having a surgery today. Eliyahu Shmuel ben Chaya Bina, Rafua Shlema.